This episode is brought to you by the Homeschool Mom Academy, a membership community with weekly targeted video workshops to help support you in your homeschooling and a chance to connect with me as your personal homeschool coach in the chat. It's www.patreon.com/homelearningcoach and the link is in my show notes. I would just love to see you there and to help support you there. And thank you all so much for being here tonight. Here in the United States, we are getting ready for Thanksgiving. And I grew up in Canada. This is my adopted home and holiday. And it's just such a lovely time of year. And I just adore the opportunity to encourage my kids to reflect on what they're thankful for. And I think that's something we need to do every day. And so that's part of what I love about this new habit of my homeschool mom reflections on today. Because it's really when we focus on the things that were joyful and the things that were easy and effortless, we're really honoring those things and we're being thankful for them. We're appreciating them. We're saying thank you for those moments just by dwelling on them and reflecting on them. And so I feel ready for this Thanksgiving because I've made this a nightly habit of reflecting on the day and picking out those really beautiful moments. So I'll share something cute that happened today that just makes me laugh when I think of it, just that like happy, proud mom laugh. So my husband, I'm blessed in my husband for so many reasons, and one of them is that he knows a lot of different languages, and we just started playing around with French at the dinner table because we both grew up in Canada. Well, whatever daddy's interested in or seems to like, our daughter, our 7-year-old, she is paying attention. And so she started playing this game with him where he would kind of indicate an object and try to get her to guess what it was. But he would be saying it in French and she would try to guess what it was. And she just loved it. And it reminds me of how much learning we can just introduce into our everyday lives without saying this is schoolwork. We're gonna sit down and do this schoolwork, or you know, we have to do this. If we had approached things differently and said, you're gonna learn French today and we're gonna teach you all the colors and all of the things that he was playing around with her, she'd probably say, do we have to? Or at least maybe she wouldn't have said that, but she just would not have seen it as a game. So it was fun, and it was so sweet just to see her face light up and try to figure out what he was saying in French. Well, you know, if he said bleu, she could figure out that was blue, but some others were harder, like yellow, jaune. Please forgive my accent if you are from any place that speaks French. We have homeschool moms from all over the world here. Or if you yourself just happen to speak French. Canadian French education when I was growing up wasn't always the very best. And I certainly wasn't paying attention the way I would now if I was given the chance. Well, anyhow, I invite you to reflect on your day, on your Monday, and just allow your mind to rest on a moment that was delightful. It could have even just been a moment, just something your kids did that made you laugh or smile, or a time you had to yourself, or a freedom. A lot of schools in the United States are having parent-teacher conferences, either virtually or in person, and it's causing a lot of, you know, sometimes quite a lot of stress for people. So it's always nice as homeschool moms to feel like there are things, there are freedoms that we get to enjoy because of all of the sacrifices we put into homeschooling. There are benefits to it, and it's really good to notice them. That's part of our practice of reflecting on the days, noticing the lovely moments and the things that are what we would consider benefits of homeschooling. So I hope your mind can rest on some snapshots of the day where something felt easy, comfortable, joyful. I got to do a big grocery shopping today and just fill up our fridge and pantry with wonderful food. And I was so grateful for that. Just so grateful. And I hope that as your mind rests on different things in your home and in your lifestyle and your home routines, you can rest also on things that you are feeling grateful for, thankful for, and things that make you smile. And as always, if you have someone in your life who is homeschooling and who might benefit from this practice of just reflecting on the day and noticing the things that felt easy and light and fun, I would love it if you would just send a link to this podcast resource for her so she can be a part of this healthy, happy practice of reflecting on today. And if you haven't already subscribed and reviewed the podcast, I would love it if you would consider doing that. It'll help the podcast reach more people and support more homeschool moms. And if you are enjoying this practice, the nightly reflections, please reach out to me on Instagram. I am at home learning coach. I would love to hear from you. Thank you so much for being here. Have a wonderful night and a beautiful day tomorrow.